I'm back again.
Oh, what a pleasant surprise. Miss...
Brower, remember? Captain, he's at it again.
He is. How consistent of him.
Harriet Brower, you remember? You arrested my husband last year.
We did,
huh? The nut with the gold?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, he even sold you a gold coin, remember?
Vividly. It's gone down 28 bucks since I bought it.
What's the problem?
Too many speculators.
What is it that your husband is doing, Mrs. Brown?
He's going to war.
I'm afraid you're not making yourself clear, Mrs. Brown.
You see, he started a subscription to this magazine.
Combat Quarterly? The magazine of professional mercenaries?
For 25 years, he's been an appliance salesman. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to be your beau jest.
Understand, Mrs. Brower, is your husband an experienced soldier?
In 1948, he was in the National Guards. It didn't work out.
This is very interesting, but I don't know if there's anything we can do about it.
Last summer, he turned 50. And it was like everything just went snap.
So why don't you give Sergeant Harris some further information? Possibly we can help you.
Miss Brower, please, over here. Thank
you. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Come on.
Did I come at a bad time?
What are you doing?
You forgot to give me the key.
Oh, yeah.
The way you shot out of bed, I thought the room was on fire.
I was late.
Okay, I thought it would be easier if I came to pick it up.
Pick what up?
The key. I could move a few of my things over this morning.
Yeah, well, I'll get that barn. Hold on.
It's your phone?
12th Precinct, Ward Jehoitz.
Yeah?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Sergeant Arthur Dietrich. Anybody helping you?
Yes.
No, it's a shame.
Where is?
So are you a felon or just visiting?
Hey.
Whoa.
Barn is a disturbance on 24th.
Hey, you and...
I'll take Dietrich.
Okay.
Let's go.
Stan?
I'll be back in just a couple minutes, so just make yourself at home, have some coffee.
Well, Joe, don't you think an introduction is in order?
Barney, this is Nancy.
Man of a few words.
Don't have to tell me.
I guess I don't.
You're still out?
Yes.
I'm sure he'll be back very shortly.
Did everybody call him that?
That's pretty much his name around here.
Rojo. That's strange.
So how long have you known, Stanley?
We met a couple of months ago in Prospect Park.
Oh, you jog too?
No, I was just walking. Oh. He was sitting on the grass playing his flute.
Playing his flute.
It's pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I'm sure he is.
Oh, no, right? He just started hitting for no reason.
I had it right. He put me through hell.
Can you stop yelling? This is an old building.
That's Frank Mallory, sir, and this is Nels Finney. We found him rolling around in the gutter in front of Finney's business.
I was just trying to get a refund.
Refund?
Yeah.
Yeah, Finney here owns a travel agency.
Jolly Jaunt Tours.
In 13 hours on a plane, 5 hours in customs, 2 hours in a dirty taxi.
Mr. Mallory returned from a trip to Europe this morning that Mr. Finney had arranged.
28 days of horror.
I told you it wasn't our deluxe package.
My wife had been planning on this trip for 10 years. It was going to be the honeymoon we never had. We were going to revitalize our relationship. And now she wants a divorce. Did you know that?
All right, just take it easy. Take it easy, Mr. Mallory. Who's charging her?
It's mutual.
All right, want to slide Mr. Mallory around there to your desk? Well, Joe, you got Mr. Finney.
Have a seat there, Mr. Finney.
Yeah, what's going to happen now?
Sergeant Mojo Howitz is going to book you.
It's very ironic, isn't it?
How so?
The way different professions use the same terminology.
You say so.
I mean, I book people in my business, you book people in your business. It's very ironic.
Of course, around here, you don't need a reservation. Book.
I'll get up.
Still here, huh?
Listen, I know that you have lots of work to do, so I'll just get going.
I'll see you.
Stan.
Yes.
The key.
Oh. Now, thing is, this is the only key I got, you know, so.
I could have one made.
Would you hold your horses for a minute?
The problem apparently started 2 weeks ago when the price of gold began to drop.
It made him crazy. He became withdrawn and moody.
Yes, I remember.
And then suddenly he saw that, and he's got another magnificent obsession.
He's talking about this little ditty.
Attention, adventure seekers. Mercenaries needed now, persons with military or intelligence skills make that big money in overseas.
Hotspots.
Rookburn Enterprise is 740 West 44th Street.
That's where he is right now.
Well, I'm still not convinced that there's anything illegal about this.
Well, we're coming to that barn. You see, apparently Brookburn Enterprises also supplies its applicants with weapons.
Last week he brought home a bazooka.
Well, maybe you better check it out.
Okay.
Take a couple of uniforms with you.
Right, Barn.
Excuse me. I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come in the first place.
Wait, whoa. Can't you just wait a second?
What for?
So that we can discuss it.
We discussed it in Atlantic City. We discussed it in the Poconos. We discussed it during the day, at night, standing up, lying down.
You know, a guy needs a little time to think something like this through without having it crammed down his throat.
Excuse me. I've got to go.
Well, hold on a second.
Very nice to have met you.
pay.
Oh, boy's not account of me.
Okay, right this way.
I know. I've been here before.
He hasn't.
You get a big kick out of this, don't you?
I'm doing it for you.
But I don't want you to!
Hey. You remember Captain Miller?
Wait, you can't stop me. This is America!
You do remember Mr. Brown.
Now I do.
A man has got a right to give his life meaning. A man has got a right to participate.
In what?
In the ebb and flow of current events.
It's very conscientious of you, Mr. Brow, but your wife is very concerned for your safety.
Listen, I don't care what she told you, I want you to understand one thing. I have thought this thing over very carefully and very calmly. This is not the act of a crazy man.
Look at the eyes, the eyes.
My eyes always look like this. I've had pictures when I was a little kid.
Why don't you have a seat, Mr. Brow? We'll try.
You're a very sick woman, Harriet.
Coming from you, that is a compliment.
Oh, really?
Mr.
Brow,
why don't you have a seat?
Huh?
Bar. This is Charles Dundee.
Colonel Dundee.
Colonel, are you presently in the Army?
Several.
I take it you are the commanding officer.
I'm Captain Miller, yes.
He's the main honcho over at Brookburn Enterprises.
I'm the president and supervising officer of worldwide operations.
Got a room above a pizza joint over on 44th Street.
We like to keep a low profile.
You also like to keep a couple of firearms.
I've got a right to secure my place of business.
Barn, 36 assorted small arms, 14 heavy caliber semi and automatic weapons, 56 pieces of assorted pyrotechnics, 2 flamethrowers, and an M12 anti-tank gun.
Expecting trouble?
I keep it mostly for sentimental reasons.
According to your advertisement, you run some kind of recruiting agency?
We're looking for a few good men.
You would send a 50-year-old appliance salesman off to fight in some guerrilla war?
You say war like there's something dirty about it.
Must have slipped out.
Captain, war is the one thing we can depend on in a crazy, mixed-up, uncertain world.
Why don't you have a seat over at Sergeant Harris's desk? He'll get some further information from you.
Thanks, Barn. Mr. Dundee?
Colonel.
I like Colonel Hall, but it's not exactly like she's fresh off the vine. I mean, she never walked the streets. And, strictly telephone. That's all over with now.
I'm sure.
I don't know what it is, Barn. I mean, I always seem to get hooked up with ballin' women. It's like I need to think that they need saving. And I'm the only guy in the world that can do it.
Maybe it's just that you can see worthwhile qualities, vulnerability, even spirituality that other people miss.
I asked her to move in with me. I think I made a mistake.
Well, look, it's always tough to make any kind of commitment. I can't say anything to you other than go with your feelings.
It's a problem. My feelings keep changing. I mean, it's like, well, you know, we're fooling around. I think, great, let's do something permanent. A few minutes later, I start getting doubts.
Perfectly natural.
You know what my problem is? I'm a prisoner of my biological urges.
Sorry to hear that.
I mean, it's like your sex life is running the whole show. You remember what I mean.
Vaguely.
approximate date you purchased the weapon?
You ever consider it?
Consider what?
Merc work.
Merc work?
Half dozen places in Africa. You could name your own ticket. Angola, Ethiopia, the Congo.
No, thanks.
Why not?
I can't wear khaki.
How'd you let me miss that?
What?
The Congo.
I've just about had it with your sarcasm. You should be grateful you even got to go to Europe.
Big deal. Everybody's been to Europe.
I haven't.
You're kidding.
I haven't been any place.
I thought you people went on these special junkets.
Sure, just take off, huh? Who's gonna watch the store?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
You people taking off for London, Rome, Rio de Janeiro. I'm stuck in a cold, filthy city in a box of an office.
I didn't realize that.
I know you didn't realize it. Staring all day at travel posters of cute little girls in native costumes. Day after day staring at that damn poster of Greece.
Aren't they beautiful?
Rhodes, Corfu, Lesbos. Warm blue water, music, ouzo.
Take it easy, Finny, because...
Oh, God, I want to go someplace.
Harriet, the opportunities are incredible. Listen, a few years ago, a band of mercs captured an island off Africa. They owned the whole country. They were kings.
Oh, Phil, if something happens over there, that solves your problems, but... I still have the rest of my life to get through.
Oh, but Harriet, I can do something. I can affect something.
Oh, Phil, I need you here, not 5,000 miles away.
I finished checking out the colonel. He's got a collector's license for the weapons.
How about Brookburn Enterprises?
Tacky, but it's legal.
Anything else you need, Captain?
Not at the moment, Colonel. Thank you for your cooperation.
My pleasure. Ready, Brower?
Look, Colonel, there's been a change in plan. I can't go with you.
Oh?
That's, it's my wife. She's unstable. Can't leave her alone.
Well, that's too bad. Would have been great fun.
Yeah.
But... there'll be other chances. Middle East, Asia, Cleveland.
Touch of humor.
Yeah. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Phil?
Yeah.
Can we go?
Yeah, we can go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Anytime.
Okay. Everyone. Oh, Captain, thank you. Everyone.
Good luck, Mr. Brower.
Be seeing you. Yeah, I'll bet you anything I'll be seeing you.
See you around.
Probably. We're going to keep a little eye on your collection.
No problem. Oh, you know, a man with your experience, you'd be a major. Easy.
Captain's plenty.
Anybody else?
No.
Stand easy, man.
Captain, I checked Mallory and Finney for priors. They're both clean.
Fine. Gentlemen, we have no reason to hold you. Or hold each other. Who is charging whom?
Well... it's all right with you. I just want to get out of here.
Good. Mr. Mallory?
I just want to get to bed. I'm starting to hallucinate.
Fine. Analysts.
That's an interesting tactic you use.
What's that?
Whenever we have assault cases, you always put the two combatants in a cell together. Give them the opportunity to reconcile.
Thank you.
Or beat the hell out of each other.
I have faith in human nature. I figure two intelligent adults give them the opportunity.
I better get them out of here.
Yeah, hello.
is Nancy there?
Oh, you're right. Well, then I'd like to leave a message. Tell her Stan will be home at 6 o'clock. Stan. She can bring her stuff over any time after that. Right, thanks. Why not?
Good luck.
Thanks. Hey, Barn. What did you think of her?
Well, we only chatted briefly, but what I saw, I liked.
Yeah. She's pretty special.
She must be. I never played your flute for us.
Rest can make you happier, healthier, and sexier. So don't watch Fandemonia weekend marathons nonstop for 48 straight hours. Take occasional viewing breaks, close your eyes, recharge those batteries. Then tune in for more TV Land Fandemonium. Weekend TV satisfaction guaranteed.